USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warns that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control.
Information about the weaknesses in our system have spread quickly in Central America. In fact, they are advertised. And our booming economy under President Trump has made the dangerous journey even more attractive to migrants.
Nielsen was speaking in a House hearing. She also says there is a true emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border.
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement.
Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, mostly students, are injured after a school bus crashed into a dump truck. There were snow showers in the area, so weather is believed to be a factor in the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved. And it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. State Department is offering some guidance to some of the American media regarding Venezuelan leadership. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Paladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
A cockpit voice recorder recovered in the aftermath of a deadly crash of a Boeing 767 cargo jet that crashed just outside of Houston last month indicates it lost control about 17 seconds before the aircraft went down. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Three people were killed in the crash on the plane that was flown on behalf of Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senator Rand Paul is fed up with the longest war in U.S. history, and he's reaching across the aisle to bring American troops home from Afghanistan. The Kentucky Republican submitted legislation on Tuesday with Democrat Tom Udall of New Mexico that says U.S. forces have completed their mission after nearly two decades in Afghanistan. Senator Paul tells Fox News President Trump seems to be on his side regarding this issue.
The interesting thing is I've talked to the president dozens of times. I talked to him 2 days ago, and he says the exact same thing. He's consistent with me every time that he is going to be the president that's going to end these wars. Mm-hmm. And then I hear in the media that somebody else is trying to change or modify what he said. But he's always consistent with me. He thinks we've been at war too long in Afghanistan and that we need to maintain a presence where if enemies crop up, we could defeat them again, but that we shouldn't be doing nation building. And he gets as annoyed as I do with all the money we spend over there on hotels and gas stations and roads, bridges, schools, everything we're doing for them that we can't do for our own people here. I think the president would rather spend that money here at home.
Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and 40 days before Easter. It's also a day that many Christians will head to church and receive ashes on their forehead. And finally, President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is testifying behind closed doors once again on Capitol Hill. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 24 degrees. There's going to be a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m. today, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 25. Tonight was partly cloudy with a low around 12. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. And the temperature will be high near 32. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 18. Friday, a chance of snow, mainly after 10 a.m. Friday night, a chance of snow before 1 a.m. And Saturday, mostly sunny with high near 44. And Sunday, rain, high near 49.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor here in New Jersey. And I bring you Counselor's Chat every week to promote good mental health, to provide some education around mental health, and to remove the stigma for people who might be looking to get into some counseling. So today, my topic, and as you know, I do a little research for every show just to see if there's something special in the month, and this happens to be, March happens to be Spiritual Wellness Month. Now, you might think, why as a counselor would I want to talk about spirituality? Well, actually, it's a very important aspect of counseling. Spirituality is often described as feeling a sense of purpose and also about having connectedness. And oftentimes when I talk to my clients, I explain spirituality as connection to self, connection to another human being, and connection to the universe around them. For some people, it's God. For some people, it is nature. And some people, it just is a group of people having more power, such as in AA, which is Alcoholics Anonymous. So I often find when clients do come into my office that they actually do have a spiritual crisis. So it's not only a mental health issue, but it is sort of that sense of feeling connected. I isolate. I don't have any friends. I don't know who I am. I have low self-esteem. If sometimes I don't even have self-esteem. So those really are spiritual issues. So one of the things that when I saw that this was a topic, I was actually kind of excited about it because people don't think that mental health counseling necessarily has a spiritual aspect to it. When I talk to my clients, when they first come into my office, I say to them that I am holistic in my practice. And what I mean by that is you, the whole person. So you're not only bringing your emotional life, you're not only bringing your cognitive life or the belief systems that you use during the day, which is not spiritual. That's a different aspect. You come in talking about your relationships, some of them successful, some of them failing. Talk about how you take care of yourself physically. And I always ask about your spiritual life. And that includes things like what you value and how you participate in the world? Do you have things where you volunteer? How you base your decision making on your values? So as you can see, spirituality does play a huge role in mental health counseling. Now, though I am a Christian, I don't necessarily promote Christianity in my sessions. I don't even promote it here specifically on the radio show, but I do want to say that because not everybody that comes to my office has a belief in God or is a Christian. I have people that are Jewish, I have people that are Buddhist, and like I said, I have people that are atheists. And it's not my job as a counselor to do that, to, you know, encourage people to pick a religion. However, it really is important for me to help them gain a sense of purpose and a sense of well-being in the world, gain a sense of awe even in that. Sometimes I ask people, you know, do you ever have that sort of a sense of, wow, look at that sunset, that's just so amazing, or beautiful, you know, ocean. You know, New Jersey is right here by the Atlantic Ocean, and just sometimes, you know, being on the beach is just so magnificent. I love this time of year, actually, to go down and look at the ocean in the winter. I find it to be just very awesome. And so we can have spiritual experiences in so many ways. And so often I find that clients are really sort of devoid of that spiritual experience and that ability to connect with themselves. And I think it does lead to some anxiety and depression. I always ask people when they come in, you know, do you pray? Do you meditate? And sometimes people will say they do, and sometimes they don't. Again, it depends on their own religious background, if they have one, if it's something that they want to do. But I will say, if nothing else, I do promote meditation. Because I do think that is one way to get in touch with yourself and to develop a meaning in life and a purpose. So that really is part of what I'm going to be talking about today, a little bit more how to become a little bit more spiritually centered and how that does help in terms of feeling more grounded and healing sometimes even emotional trauma through developing a greater sense of spiritual well-being. So I have to take a few commercials right now. It's important to promote our sponsors. And I just want to mention when I do play my commercial, it says my website is www.alterolcounselor.net. My website has changed. It's www.alterol2lscounselor.com. So it's now a .com, not a .net. So I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat and talk a little bit more about spiritual well-being.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. As I said, I'm a counselor here in Flemington. I have a small practice right here on Main Street, and I've been in practice for 35 years, or been a counselor, I will say, for 35 years. And one of the things that I've noticed about being a counselor is that spirituality plays a role. So my topic today is spiritual wellness. And it's amazing to me how often that does come up as part of healing in the counseling process. So spiritual wellness is really about finding a sense of purpose and meaning in life. If I feel depressed, oftentimes, I don't feel a sense of purpose. I definitely don't feel that I have any kind of meaning. And anxiety will do the same thing. Like, what am I here for? I'm so anxious. I don't know what direction I'm going to go in my life. And it's a difficult place to be. So developing some spiritual grounding can actually aid in the process. So as I said it before the break, I don't promote any religion, but I do have clients. Sometimes I have clients that are Christian that come specifically to me because I'm also Christian, but that's not solely what I do. I work with many people of many different religious backgrounds. And in terms of spirituality, I do promote meditation with my clients in general. Meditation is something really interesting. I find that most people say meditation, I don't want to sit cross-legged with my hands like this and go om for, you know, a half an hour or whatever. And I say, actually, you don't need to do that. We can practice that, but a good meditation really is about focus. So that meditation is about getting our mind quiet. Oftentimes people think that means nothing is going on in our mind at all, which is not true. Our brain likes to think. That's its job. Its job is to think. So in meditation, it's about focusing on something. Now, if you're going to do that type of cross-leg om meditation, the reason you're doing that om is you're focusing on the sound, the vibration in your body, what that feels like. I suggest to my clients mostly to practice mindfulness. And I know you've heard me talk about mindfulness before, and mindfulness is a meditative practice. So mindfulness is using our five senses: what I see, what I smell, what I taste, what I touch, and what I hear. So if I am doing something, I'm here, sitting here doing a radio show, I look around. What do I see? I see some blinking lights. I see the different equipment. I see the different colors of the equipment. What do I hear? I've got headphones on. I could hear that. I have some coffee that's over here getting cold. I could still taste coffee. I could feel the chair under me where I'm sitting. So that is a mindfulness practice. I suggest to my clients to go home and, let's say you're going to be brushing your teeth. What does a toothbrush look like? What colors are it? What is your toothpaste? Is it white? Is it striped? What are the colors? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? What is the temperature of the water? What does the bathroom look like? So that you're beginning to focus on what you are doing in the moment. And that is a mindfulness practice. So I also suggest, when people have a lot of, I'm going to call it, white noise going on in their head, to even talk out loud. I know when I started to practice mindfulness, I needed to do that myself. Now I'm putting on my right sock. Now I'm putting on my left sock. Because my brain likes to think, and it's so practiced in thinking all those other thoughts, that I have a really hard time quieting it down just in the thought process, that actually talking out loud helps me focus more. So if I'm practicing mindfulness, and let's say I'm getting dinner ready and I'm cutting up a carrot and I see that it's orange and I could smell it and it feels cold in my hand, and I could hear the sound of the knife as it's going through the carrot, and I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, oh, this is the last carrot in the bag, and, you know, I need to get kitty litter when I go to the grocery store, and now I'm making my grocery list. So what I've done is I've stopped being mindful and I've gone down this other path, which is what my brain does. So sometimes we think that's not supposed to happen. The goal is to say, you know what? I just noticed that I'm no longer actively doing what I'm doing in the moment. I'm now thinking about my grocery list. I'm going to stop and bring myself back to what I'm doing. So that is a meditative practice. We can take that same practice and we could go for a walk. So being out in nature can be a very spiritual experience. So I could go for a walk and be mindful. Today is a very sunny day. It's cold outside. We had a lovely snow. To go for a walk and just to sort of notice the white and the fluffy clouds and the blue sky, and just sort of be in nature, can be a very mindful and very centering spiritual practice. If you want to add prayer to that, I am obviously all for that. One of the things that I say to people, if they choose to do prayer, is to have prayer and meditation. I say prayer is my conversation with God. Meditation is when I get quiet and I want to hear what God has to say to me. And that's going to say my perspective on that. Other things about developing a good sense of spiritual wellness is getting down with some paper and journaling. Begin to notice what you value. So I said that before, values. What do I value? Do I value loyalty, honesty, hard work? What are the values that I have? I may not even have ever thought about it. But when I begin to start listing my values, what is it that I value? I can start seeing that, am I living my life based on my values? Am I making decisions based on my values? So if I value people that are honest, and that's something that I want to do, but I find that I lie a lot, well, it actually causes some disconnection within myself, and I want that connection. It also gives me something to work towards. So I want to improve my life. I'm noticing that There's things that I value. Again, I'm not practicing those things, but I want to bring that into my life and start making that part of my daily practice in terms of who I am as a person. And then I also can look at, am I using my values to help me make some good decisions for myself? So if I value honesty and loyalty, if I value a good sense of humor, if I value people that are spiritually based themselves, it gives me that opportunity to look at my relationships. So if I value honesty, am I picking people in my life to be friends and partners who are also honest? If I value spirituality, am I picking people that have similar values? When we do that, we actually have a better ability to connect with other people. Am I picking people that maybe are based on, I'm going to say, they're not always there for me, they're not consistent? Is it something that may be within me that I may have issues around abandonment? So I pick people that cannot be consistent and who are abandoning. So that would be something that we would talk about in a counseling session. So you can see how having values and knowing what your values are can be really important in terms of helping you make decisions about how you take care of yourself and the relationships that you have. And also, if you notice that, yeah, gosh, I really don't have a whole lot of values, you know, one of the things that I would suggest to a client is look up the word in the dictionary or go on Google the word value. They might say, well, you know, it costs a lot of money. You know, that might be something. But, you know, something that we value also has an sense of importance. And then you might, they may give you some words. Look those words up. You know, follow it through. So, you know, what does honesty mean? Trustworthy and trusting. And so I'm beginning to develop, I'm going to say, my vocabulary based on things that I value that are important to me that I want to incorporate into my life and into my relationship with other people. So that is an important aspect also of developing that sense of spirituality and having, I'm going to say, spiritual wellness. Again, if I value somebody if I value trust, but I myself am not trustworthy, again, that's something for me to look at and say, you know what? I have to work on that for myself and work on developing that sense within myself so that I feel, again, more connected. One of the things that is also important in developing some sense of spirituality is volunteering. So that could be something that you value. Volunteering can actually provide that sense of purpose. Volunteering does not necessarily mean that you're going to work in a homeless shelter. You can volunteer working at a library. You can volunteer at a hospital. You can volunteer at an animal shelter. You can volunteer helping the community clean up a stream or something like that, you know, picking up garbage. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a food pantry or, you know, a local rescue mission. I was just here an hour ago. My schedule, I don't know where I was at today. My head was a little whatever. And the show before me had the Irish Brothers, no, I'm not going to say it right, but that's okay. They're actually doing a parade, a St. Patrick's Day parade. And this group, so it was really interesting to sit in there. You know, some of you know I do Civil War reenacting, and our Civil War group is going to be part of the parade on Sunday. But, and so it just so happened that it was a great connection. Anyway, so they talked about the things that they do, that they raise money to help people out. If you're, you know, an individual that's really struggling, They're actually going to help someone move. They help paint a food pantry. They promote this parade that's going to be on Sunday. They do a lot of good work for the Hunterdon County community. And so that is, you know, it was just interesting knowing this was going to be my show, is watching the two gentlemen talk, and I could just see the excitement coming out of their eyes. It was really a sense of spiritual fulfillment for them to be in this group, to provide to the community, to have that connection with each other. And it was, to me, such a good example of how volunteering can actually help develop a sense of spiritual wellness. So what is it that I value? Am I doing something that promotes my value? If I value clean air, clean water, you know, what am I doing? Am I doing my part? Am I contributing in some way? I know for me, one of the things when I go outside and I walk around and I see garbage, I'm always picking garbage up because I just, frankly, I don't quite understand. There's the garbage can and the garbage is right here. Like, you couldn't pick it up and put it in the can. So I pick it up and put it in the can. And that's just part of something that I do. I value, you know, having clean space and not having garbage. I value recycling. So I recycle almost anything I could possibly imagine to recycle. So, again, that helps me feel part of, in general, taking care of the planet. There's a spiritual aspect to that. There are people that work with veterans. There's that connection that they have. And so it feels, when we have that connection. So, you know, I started off talking about a little bit about meditation and personal values. There's sort of that connection with self, connection with a higher power, with God, connecting, volunteering, again, connecting with other people. All of those things are really important to developing a good sense of spiritual well-being. If you're involved in a church, if you're involved in a synagogue or other spiritual center, do you just go for the service and come home? Is that what you do? Think about it. If you're there to help grow on a spiritual level, get involved. See what that particular religious community may be offering the community at large, because generally speaking, religious communities do offer things to the public. Where I go to church, they have Monday laundry day. So what our church does is they go to the local laundromat and they actually pay for people who are doing their laundry and provide laundry detergent and help people fold clothes, and that's giving back to the community. They also have a shop where you could donate clothes and things, and so they do that so that people who need some good clothing can do that. There's many things my church does for the community, which is a lovely thing. And so many religious organizations like churches or synagogues do things like that. So that's not just coming on Sunday or Friday night or Saturday and saying your prayers and leaving. It really is being part of community. And I think that, again, there is that sense of connection. I'm connected to the people that are in my religious community, which connects to the social community and the neighborhood community and the town community, and it begins to build. So when we think about, do I have a sense of purpose? Well, if I begin to get involved in some of these things, if I begin to start volunteering because I value something. I value animals. I'm going to go volunteer at an animal shelter. I'm going to, help with bathing animals. I have a really good friend in Virginia, and she does animal rescue for dogs that are deaf, blind, and old. And so she has this huge enclosed front porch with kennels in there, and they bring the dogs in, and she takes care of them and takes them to the vet and does all this thing, and then she helps them find forever homes, which is such a lovely thing that she does. And that's part of the community. It's part of how she gives back. And so there's so many things that we can do as human beings that really does build that sense of spiritual wellness, and it can actually help us say, you know what, I do have a purpose and there is meaning in life. So I actually am going to take another commercial break. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in a few minutes.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor and I'm a licensed professional counselor. And I bring Counselors Chat to you, as I said, to promote education, good mental health, and to help remove the stigma around entering counseling. Also, the other thing, too, is a lot of people don't know what licensed professional counselors are and what we do. We're not social workers. We're not psychiatrists. We're not psychologists. We are not coaches, even though counselors can do coaching, but we really counsel. And I've been a counselor for about 35 years. I've got a private practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can go on the web to www.alterolcounselor.com. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-L-O-R. com. You can give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can leave a comment about the show. You can request an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list to the best of my ability. I work with people struggling with addiction, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, grief and loss, couples counseling, just to name a few things. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat. That's my webpage, so you can go there and you could see some shows that I've done in the past just to gain some more information about good mental health. So today, if you're just tuning in, I am talking about spiritual wellness and how that applies to good mental health. And that is really about gaining that sense of purpose, a sense of connection, the way I connect with myself, the way I connect with another human being, and the way I connect with the universe and world around me. I talked about doing some mindfulness meditation as a way to connect, and that, you know, for those of you that listen, I talk about mindfulness quite a bit. I also talked about volunteering, that is a way to promote some good spiritual wellness, and also I talked about getting to know what your values are, your values and your principles, and are you making, you know, healthy decisions for yourself based on those values and principles. It's interesting, just kind of talking about that, I find a lot of times that what brings people into counseling is sort of that deep sense of disconnect and pain. They have a very strong belief, value, principle, and a particular thing in their life, and they went against it, and they feel, I'm going to use the word split, not split personality, not that, but just they've just disconnected from themselves. I can't believe that I could have done something that's that awful or that terrible, that just goes against the grain. I feel sick about it. Okay, an example would be maybe somebody who is married who said, I would never have an affair, and comes in feeling really crushed that they had an affair, it's affected their relationship, it's not something I would have ever imagined that I was going to do, I was so unhappy in my marriage, this person came along, and I ended up finding myself doing something that just was not me, and I need to sort of put that back together. So that is part of that spiritual development that can happen in counseling. So knowing about that kind of spiritual connection is really important, I'm going to say, as a counselor. So some other things just to mention about ways to develop some spirituality. Now, I'm going to actually say a little bit of travel can actually help develop some spirituality. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if I travel to a different country and I start seeing other people, how other people live, I can begin to actually sort of make some connection because, and I've said this before, we have a common language, and that language is our emotion. So if I see somebody crying or somebody angry, I begin to see that as human beings, we really are all connected. We might have different lifestyles. We may have different socioeconomic standards. But we can begin to see that we can connect with people around the world. It also gives us, not just that, but if I were to say I'm going to take a little time and I'm going to just go down to the Jersey Shore for a long weekend and just sort of separate myself out, it gives me a chance to contemplate myself, to contemplate the world, to ask myself some deeper questions. I suggest that to clients all the time. Why don't you just, even if it's one night, go to a hotel, go to a bed and breakfast, go to a monastery or a convent. A lot of times they, and again, you don't even have to be a Christian. They will just say, sure, you want to come and contemplate? There's a convent up in Morristown. They have a labyrinth walk. So I don't know if you even know what that is. It's a very medieval, it's sort of this circle, and it goes back and forth. But it's a contemplative, meditative, mindfulness walk to help you get centered. And that's part of the thing. So travel can be, you know, gives me a time. I'm going to go someplace where I can hike. I'm going to go hiking, or I'm going to go to South Jersey, and I'm going to kayak through the badlands of New Jersey, and just sort of be with nature. I'm going to go bird watching. I'm going to do things like that. I'm going to just sort of give myself an opportunity to separate myself out a little bit and contemplate life. So I'm contemplating life. It gives me, again, what direction do I want to go? Are there things that I'm missing that I need to put into my life? Is there a part of me that would say, oh, I'd love to paint, but I don't think I'm any good at it. But maybe I'm going to do that. I'm thinking about it. Well, let me take my camera. I'm going to go and I'm going to take photographs, or I'm going to go to a concert. I'm going to do things that I find is uplifting and fills me spiritually. Again, meditation, prayer, I'm going to add that also. Another thing, too, that adds to a sense of spiritual connection is mentoring. So I know I talked about volunteering, but volunteering and mentoring are two different things. So what do I mean by mentoring? It would be like going to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So, you know, children that really don't have an adult to look up to. That is really important. Or being a youth group leader, or being a Girl Scout or Boy Scout leader, or a 4-H group leader. So that there's things like that where you can actually mentor children. But there are also organizations through colleges, veterans associations, different things like that, where we can actually mentor people, people that are coming in that are hurt and broken and need some support. And so that is, it's a good way, I'm going to say it's about giving back. So it does help with, I have, a sort of a sense of purpose. I have a sense of meaning. I'm here to do something positive in the world. I'm here to make the world a better place, just even if it's my own little area of interest. It doesn't have to be some huge global initiative. It could just be a little thing where I'm mentoring someone that needs a shoulder, needs some suggestions, helping other people achieve their dreams. Coaching is one of those things where people sometimes go, I need a coach or a mentor that's going to help me. I have an idea about writing a book, or I have an idea about starting a business, and I really don't know where to turn. So you would turn to someone who can mentor. And if you've already had that experience, you can promote yourself as, I'm here to mentor someone to help you through the process. So there's that connection. And so that is something else that you can do in terms of providing a sense of connectiveness. So spiritual wellness really provides us with a system of faith. As I said, you know, it can be where you have a religious connection. And I like to stress this, that being religious doesn't mean that you are spiritual. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that go to, you know, services and say that they have a religious practice, but they're not spiritual. They don't connect very well with others. They don't connect very well with themselves. Religion can offer a pathway to that connection if people are willing to listen to the process. Alcoholics Anonymous or Al-Anon or other 12-step programs are spiritual. They call them spiritually based because they are about connecting with other people. And I'm going to say, even a program like AA or Narcotics Anonymous, they are suggested where you get a sponsor. Well, a sponsor would be somebody who mentors you through the program. You're new in recovery. You get a sponsor. They help you through the 12 steps. Next thing you know, you have your own spiritual awakening, which is the last of the 12 steps, and you take that to other people. And so you promote spirituality, the connectionness, fellowship. And these are all part of that spiritual connection. So faith, beliefs, values, ethics. I didn't even really talk about ethics and principles, but that also plays a huge role. What are your ethics? So what does ethics mean? Sort of ethics are my standard. So I've actually worked in places where they asked me to go against my ethics. They wanted me to lie. And I said to myself, I can't do that. And I ended up not working there because I could not go against that ethic that I need where I work. I need to be honest. I need to do my best to follow the principles of, I'm going to say it, of a counselor. So I have ethics. I need to practice things like confidentiality, and that's really important so that where my office is located, it's safe for people to come and talk to me. Having healthy spiritual practices can include, like I said, volunteerism and social contribution, bringing things to and belonging to a group, which creates that sense of fellowship and connection. And practicing, I'm going to say, optimism and forgiveness, believe it or not. So forgiveness is a part of having a sense of spiritual wellness. If I'm carrying a grudge, if I'm filled with resentment, if I distrust everyone around me because I've been so hurt, I need to work at saying, you know, forgiveness. I've done shows on forgiveness. And I will say this, forgiveness is never for the other person. Forgiveness is always for the person that's holding the grudge. Because you may have harmed me in some way. I'm angry about it. I'm hurt about it. My forgiveness says, I don't forget like it never happened. But I no longer hold on to the anger. I no longer hold on to the resentment. I may not take you out to lunch. Because you've proven yourself to be kind of dangerous, but I'm not carrying that pain around. I'm not carrying that. So forgiveness is about, you know, so there's that sense of spiritual connection with myself. I could let that go, move forward in my life, and not be burdened by my angers, my resentment, my petty grievances. I let it go. And so it gives me also the opportunity to develop some empathy and some compassion for other people. And so it is a real sense of grounding. So March, as I said, is Spiritual Wellness Month, so Spiritual Wellness Awareness Month. It just so happens today is Ash Wednesday. There was a little snippet on the news right before for Christians who practice Ash Wednesday. It's an interesting tradition. You get some ashes on your head, not for any other reason except to remember that we are humble, that we need to be humble, not humiliated, not humiliating other people, but humble. Humble meaning we're equal to. So the interesting thing about the word humble, and I share this with clients all the time, the word humble in the word hummus or humus. That's like if you go to Home Depot, you want to buy a bag of humus. It's dirt. So it's just reminding us that, and this is just a Christian practice, it just reminds us that we're not dirt, like lower than dirt, but we're equal to. We're just, you know, we came from ashes, and we're going to return to ashes. And it's helping us keep that, I'm going to say, a sense of spiritual, not to get spiritually haughty, it's sort of that just spiritual connection. I'm no different. And it's, I want to say for me, it's the grace of God that has prevented me from being an addict and a prostitute on the street, because I'm no different than anyone else that's out there in that kind of a painful life. It's just, I'm going to say, the grace of God for me. And that's my own spiritual practice, my own spiritual outlook. So again, you can have habits, meditation, traveling, being in nature, volunteering, meditating. There's so many things that you could do, being part of a religious community, volunteering somewhere, to promote your own spiritual wellness. So I've reached the end of my show for today, and I hope this was useful. And as we're at the beginning of the month, basically, take this opportunity, and I'm going to say, again, as a Christian, it's the beginning of Lent. It gives us that opportunity to start practicing some of that humility, and sometimes it's about giving things up. Sometimes it's about taking things on. So for the month, for the next 40 days, I'm going to do some volunteer work or do something special where I'm giving back. And again, it really gives that sense of purpose. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, and again, thank you for joining me for Counselor's Chat. I hope this was useful, and I will be back next week, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have smugglers and traffickers profiting from human misery every single day by exploiting people who are seeking a better life.
Facing doubting Democrats, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says illegal immigration at the southern border has prompted a humanitarian crisis there.
We have encountered recycling rings where innocent young people are used multiple times to help aliens gain illegal entry.
Nielsen telling that House hearing that officials are on track to apprehend at least 900,000 undocumented immigrants this year. At least 21 people, mostly students, injured when a school bus crashes into a dump truck in Indiana this morning, about 45 minutes west of Cincinnati. 19 students injured in addition to the school bus driver and the driver of the dump truck. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus,